Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about centering America. I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but let me make you aware of it if you have not been told. Your Twitter account, your Facebook account, anything on Yahoo, Google, anything that you put on any of the social media, any email, any text message, anything that is would be called the avenue by which we communicate in America. Big tech and social media today is the apparatus by which Americans express their First Amendment right. And that total apparatus is now in the controlling hands of Joe Biden and the Biden administration, with the sole purpose and goal of listening to, watching, eavesdropping, censoring everything that's said by the American public. Ladies and gentlemen, that being the case, there is no freedom in America today. We've lost our freedom if we allow that to continue. If that continues, ladies and gentlemen, it will escalate to greater and greater issues that could be taking away all of our religious liberties, our freedom of speech, and the next thing would be our weapons, Second Amendment. But ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. As you study our Bill of Rights, in the Fourth Amendment, there can be no search or seizure without first the issuance of a properly documented warrant to do so. Our writings, our emails, our text messages, etc., are all personal private property that is now being investigated, listened to, followed, read by the governmental agency called the Biden administration. That is search and seizure without a warrant. I think that we have a major problem on our hands when we have linked with that today the thugs with needles going door to door trying to badger, intimidate, pressure, coerce citizens to get a vaccination. You must ask the question, why? What is the point? What is the push? Why the insistence that every human being get vaccinated? I believe there's an ultimate answer. And I believe that ultimate answer is partially to depopulate the America and the globe, because Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation are eugenists. The Moderna pharmaceutical is controlled by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. It's Moderna that is the key component, key person, key organization that became the first and the foremost with the injections in America. And it was because of the involvement with Emperor Fauci, Lord Fauci, St. Anthony Fauci, that was pushing that for his own well-being and his own financial gain. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article that says, ignore no soliciting signs. Use your script. COVID door knockers get marching orders. Yes, you're exactly right, ladies and gentlemen. Joe Biden has given instructions to the thugs with needles going to your doors. Don't pay attention to anything that says no solicitation and no trespassing. He says what we're doing to help your health is more important than a no trespassing sign or no solicitation sign. It is very clear that somehow, some way, this administration feels that they're above the law. And whatever they said and done, they feel that they can do so with impunity because there is a mindset that we're here to help you as governmental agents. Ladies and gentlemen, today the thugs with needles are going to that door-to-door with Americans to intimidate, to coerce, to threaten, and to force them with lies. In fact, in North Carolina, they're using an organization that was part of the Black Lives Matter and part of the groups that are thugs already. They're using those thugs now to go door-to-door to increase the number of those that are getting vaccinated. Here's an article that says, very similar to that, just ignore the solicitation sign. No solicitation signs is Joe Biden's words. He says, you have your script, you have your marching orders, carry it out. Here's another one that says, now Biden's door-to-door packing vaccines with them. It was just at first they said they're going to send people door-to-door to invite you to get a vaccination, tell you, give you the information, et cetera. Now they're traveling door-to-door with the needles in hand, as it were, to intimidate, to coerce, and to threaten you so that you'll put your arm out and say, give me the vaccination. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the censoring of our nation today. I believe we have Greg on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
You know, they're talking about going door-to-door, soliciting, pushing an experimental vaccine, using our resources to do this. At the same time, the same folks are professing to us that some folks in the country, they can't get photocopies, and some folks in the country or even urban areas can't get IDs. And that's why we need to have these universal mail-in ballots with no ID check. You know what I mean? It's kind of absurd. You know, if you're going door to door, why don't you go ahead and, you know, offer a government ID to all these folks? You know, make sure they're legit, make sure they're legal. We're not even going to go down that road and discuss that. I mean, we don't want that. We understand why they're pushing a lot of the things they're pushing, and it has 99% of the time it has to do with power, and a portion of the time it has to do with how they can pad their own pockets with Fauci. You kind of, wow, it's kind of scary. But, you know, on this notion of social media being pushed, being coerced, or being just assisted by social media and governments are embedded together. And we see that with, circle back Jen Psaki. She wants to tell us that, or she lets us know last week that they're actually making phone calls and having contacts with these social media platforms to adjust what's available to be seen, to engage in censorship, to shut off certain schools of thought. Certain dissent is not acceptable. And she was actually apparently upset that Facebook wasn't acting fast enough to censor speech. Now, I'd have to say to circle back Jen and anybody else out there, folks, this is the public square. Social media today is the new public square. There are folks today in this world that the only communication they have with the world is via social media. Some folks can't leave their home, and you've got some Gen Xers and some millennials and some Gen Zers that they just choose. They don't leave their home. Their social network is a digital social network. It is the de facto public square of the day. It is the largest. You can't go anywhere else in the world and set up shop and get more attention or have more communication with more people than you can on social media. And I'm not bragging on them. I'm just pointing out a simple fact. It is the new public square. If these organizations are able to engage in censorship, it's more powerful than government censorship, government squelching First Amendment free speech and freedom of religion. Understand, folks? And government right now is using social media to perform that censorship. So for any of you out there that says, hey, that First Amendment, that only limits government, that only limits Congress, that only limits – no, folks. Understand, they're in bed with one another today. Social media would not be alive today if it were not for the fact that, of course, we've expended government resources in creating this internet. But I'm not going to say that government needs to control all this. they provided protection. Section 230 provides an exemption for them. It's not given to you. It's not given to the baker, to defend himself against lawsuits. But it was given to social media. So they are in bed with one another. They're working in concert with one another. Therefore, we need to understand that it is government censorship that is playing out many times on these social media platforms. We must not allow our free speech and freedom of religion to be squelched because a government disagrees with it. Too many lives were lost. Too much blood was shed to buy the liberty that we enjoy today. You cannot give it up so easily.
Greg, let me toss in a question or two, and you alluded to that. As we find it today, would you say that social media, i.e. big tech, is a de facto arm of the federal government today, and it's wielding the coercion, the intimidation, and the examination by way of censoring all that Americans are doing? And with that being said, if that is the yes, if there's an answer yes, then the second question, Greg, is anything wrong with the government watching everything you're doing? And there's some people say, well, I don't have anything to hide. It doesn't make any difference. Let them look at my text. Let them look at my Facebook. Let them listen to my telephone call. What's wrong with that picture?
Two things. First off, I'm not saying it. I'm telling you, Jen Psaki said it on behalf of this administration. She admitted it. Go back and watch. This is as clear could ever be. Government is working in concert with big tech, your tech oligarchs, your social media platforms, that absolutely can squelch, control, restrict, limit distribution, or completely cut off. What did they do with Donald Trump? They didn't like him. We're just going to completely cut him off. And you literally had some libertarians and conservatives saying, well, that's good. That's fine. They should be able to. They're a private business. Now we learn. Well, of course, we always suspected it. But now we learn because Jen Psaki, they're the ones calling the shots. They're the ones saying, hey, y'all need to get rid of this stuff faster. Well, tell me, folks, how long will your religious liberty stand? How much will your political free speech stand when all dissent is squelched, is quashed, is destroyed, is removed? Understand the First Amendment, when it touches free speech, the most protected forms of speech are religious and political. They can control, they do. When it comes to signage for businesses, they control that. They control the outgoing message on so many things. When it comes to commerce, but when it comes to religious liberty, when it comes to political free speech, those are top-tier protected speech, except for when they use a tech. Understand, this government cannot do these things directly, legally, and they're trying to use surrogates to accomplish the mission that would be directly, clearly in violation. You can't say, hey, I don't want to kill this person over here, so I'm just going to hire a hitman. But that's what they've done. They say, we're going to use a hitman. We're going to use a third party to accomplish that which we know very clearly is illegal for us to do. Well, you can't get away with that. Using a surrogate doesn't mean that you're innocent. That just means you're involved in a conspiracy. So today they're involved in a conspiracy to defraud you of your First Amendment liberties. This is very simple, folks. Just connect the dots. Use the admission that Jen Psaki's already given us and know that your First Amendment is at stake.
Here's what you're referring to, I believe, Greg. Here's an article that says White House urges social media to ban COVID misinformation super spreaders. This article reads in part, one day after disclosing that the Biden administration has been flagging problematic posts. Now, the Biden administration flagging problematic posts on Facebook in order to remove it. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said that anyone banned on social media platform should be banned on all platforms. Platforms such as Facebook, she said, at a daily briefing, should measure and publicly share the impact of misinformation on their platform and, quote, create a robust enforcement strategies, end quote. Now, that robust enforcement strategy means to absolutely listen to everything that's said, read everything that's said, and shut it down with no freedom of speech, with no liberties to speak any way whatsoever. This article says you shouldn't be banned from one platform and not others for providing misinformation, Jen Psaki said. Further, she argued that the administration, listen, the administration is in regular touch with a long range of social media, as we are in regular touch with social media platforms and carriers, end quote. So, Greg, what you've just said is exactly on target. The Biden administration has now openly admitted, and by the way, for the listening audience, former President Donald J. Trump has filed suit, he and others have filed suit against the federal government for censoring freedom of speech and for trying to tear down and destroy our liberties by censoring it. And what they have just recently admitted from the lying lips of Jen Psaki is that the Biden administration is, in fact, in touch, in concert, in total communication with the social media, big tech, and they are directing big tech as to what to do. In fact, the Surgeon General admitted at 6:30 this morning on Fox News, admitted that they are directing social media what to take down, what to censor, and what to ban on the social media platforms. You can't get any clearer than that. As you said, Greg, it's government-controlled censoring.
These big tech oligarchs are going to show up, and their first hearing will be a motion to dismiss, and they'll bring up Section 230, and they'll bring up this and that. The other thing is the reason why they should be held liable for the censorship, for the violations of civil rights that are going on today. They're going to argue that they've got this Section 230 protection and that they're not doing these things. And then the attorneys for Donald John Trump and the entire group that become the class bringing an action against these tech oligarchs and hopefully the government, they will show the video of Jen Psaki admitting to their collusion, to their conspiracy. And I would say that any judge with half a brain will go, I guess this case needs to actually be heard. This case needs. Now, keep in mind, folks, this is not going to be over within 90 days or 6 months or a year or 2 years. These folks will literally throw everything at it because you can't let this case go to court. You can't let this case go to the U.S. Supreme Court. You can't let the people hear these things. You can't let discovery be done. They will delay. It's just like the election fraud that's taken place. They will draw this out as long as they possibly can because every day they're gaining more power. Every day, they're squelching more conservative thought, more Christian thought, more constitutional thought. Those things are being pushed out of the system. Today, you have companies like Google that control over, I believe it's over 90% of the searches on the Internet.
Yes.
Flow through. So literally, if they want to make you disappear, you disappear. If you're Dennis Prager University, and of course they own YouTube as well, all of a sudden you may disappear or you just may be demonetized. You may have millions of views that other people get paid a lot of money for, but you don't get anything for. So you make top tier content. People love the content. They're both intrigued as well as educated by the content, but all of a sudden you can't be rewarded. You can't be given the fruit of your labor. By the way, this is a common communist pursuit. Deny you the fruit of your labor. That's what's going on in Cuba. That's what goes on in Venezuela. That's what goes on in parts of Russia. Across the board, when you're in a communist system, they want to deny you the fruit of your labor. And that's what these tech oligarchs are doing many times in concert with, conspiracy with, folks in government. You need to crush the competition for us.
Absolutely, Greg. Hold your thought for just a moment. I believe we have Jose on the line. Go with the question or comment, please.
Yeah, I mean, it's so sad to see what's going on in America. And one of the things that is the most frustrating thing is when the Republicans are in power, they don't do anything. They cower. They wondering what the public is going to think. Oh, they want to be loved by everybody. Wait a minute. If you are doing it according to the Constitution, go ahead and do it. Forget about what the liberals whiners, spineless do. They're going to whine regardless. That's my issue. You know, when we give them the power, they all buckle. They all cower. I mean, this is insane. That's the reason why we are in the decline that we are. I mean, it's just unreal. And have you seen any of those enemies within Democrats, liberals, complaining about the people in Cuba? Democrats with a statement out there? I haven't seen any. But when you got something that is going on in America, everybody's crying foul. Everybody's making a hero, and they destroy everything. I guess they are in complete silence because they agree with the communist government. That's the way I see it. There's no other way about it. That's the biggest jail in the Caribbean. That's Cuba for over 62 years. Yeah. And these clowns, the Democrats, are in complete silence, which is just unbelievable. I mean, it's just, this Jose, is crazy.
Jose, you're right on target. Greg, how do you respond to Jose's statement?
Jose, may your tribe increase. Your wisdom is great. The reality is your Democrats today, the party has sold out to complete socialism, to communist control. They are tentacles of the Communist Chinese Party. Communists around the world are their friends. They love the power that comes with communism, the power given to government that comes with communism. Yeah, they're not saying anything about it. And I also agree with your point dealing with Republicans. There is a difference between a Republican, you know, those Republicans in name only, and those dyed-in-the-wool Republicans that are conservative, rock-ribbed, Christian, conservative, constitutionalist. There's a huge difference between those two categories. And we watch. You have folks that call themselves conservatives today or call themselves Republicans today, many of them rhinos, call themselves libertarians, call themselves constitutionalists, that some of them are saying, hey, Donald Trump lost us the presidency, the Senate, and the House. I got news for you. We had all three in 2016 when Donald Trump took over. All right? We had all three. They refused. You had over 50 Republicans led by Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan promised us, hey, if you'll put me, you give me the speakership, I will restore regular order. He never restored regular order and fought Donald Trump over and over and over, never gave us the repeal and replace of Obamacare that dozens of others promised. So you're absolutely right. These Republicans, many of them, when they're given power, when they're given the authority, they don't run with the ball. But that's because they're rhinos. They're not conservatives. They're not constitutionalists. They're rhinos. And you fast forward to 2018. What did they do? Paul Ryan and over 50 of his rhino cohorts. There are a couple good ones that left. But over 50 of his rhino cohorts, they tucked tails and ran. They left. They resigned. They gave up the U.S. House of Representatives. It wasn't lost. They gave it up. So I'm not blaming Donald Trump for that. And you fast forward to 2020. Oh, my goodness. I don't really think we lost the Senate. I don't think we lost the White House either. I think as we continue these audits and explorations, now those will take years because the Democrats are fighting every single – but when the truth be known, when the truth comes out, I believe we'll find that those victories weren't what they claimed they were. I don't know that Warnock and the other fellow in Georgia, I don't know that they won those seats. How much fraud took place? How much fraud took place in at least six major jurisdictions that allowed – Biden to enter office?
Greg, I believe you touched hit the nail on the head, because I believe what we see taking place with the censoring in America today, with the blocking on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, and even with the emails and the text messages, et cetera, I believe it's setting the stage to prevent a Republican vote landslide in 2022. If they can shut down any communication, if they can shut down all communication between we the people, it will absolutely foreclose the potentiality of a taking control of the House and the Senate in 2022. And I believe that's their ulterior goal. And they're using a fear-mongering tactic today, Greg. In fact, I'm looking at an article that says the White House, colon, we're flagging, we, speaking of the White House now, we're flagging Facebook posts that spread COVID misinformation. The Biden administration has just been flagging problematic post for Facebook to remove them, the White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki just disclosed. Along with artificial intelligent tools, Facebook deploys panels of fact checkers who remove any and all information that does not comport with the views selected by the White House, end quote. And it goes on to talk about how that's done. Facebook should provide publicly and transparency in all that they do, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The White House also wants Facebook and other social media platform to create a robust enforcement strategy and take faster action to cancel any post that does not agree with the White House position, end quote. So, Greg, what we're seeing is an ultimate open admission that the federal government is, in fact, in total control of social media, big tech, and including our emails, our text messages, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And one of the things that you touched on, said something about Dennis Prager earlier. I'm looking at an article by Dennis Prager. Said the destructive religion of safetyism, dated June 29th. As many observers have noticed, staying safe has become a religion. Safetyism, as it is sometimes called, like all religions, places what it values. In this case, being safe above all other values. Safetyism explains the willingness of Americans to give up the most cherished values, including our liberty, in name of safety, and in the last year and a half, that's been the case. Millions of Americans not only gave up their right to work, their right to earn a living, attend church or synagogue, and visit friends and relatives, but they also gave up their right to visit dying relatives and friends. And it goes on to talk about that all of that's been done, giving up the privileges, the freedom, surrendering our Bill of Rights under the guise of safetyism. Greg, would you say that the federal government has used that as a scaremongering, fearmongering tactic to bring submissive, surrendering people in America to accept whatever they say that we need to do, including the future of coming with a COVID pass, COVID vaccinations that's now being pushed and pressed on us? We've got about a minute left, Greg. Talk to us about that.
They tried to maintain a fear status for years, and this Wuhan flu, this COVID-19, has been absolutely a landslide for them on the acquisition of power. Now, there's a quote that's this attributed many times. I'm going to claim the quote is my own today. It says, "Those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety." So even though it's pulled out, it doesn't fit Ben Franklin. Just call it a Greg Youngblood quote. Don't give up your liberty, folks. It's been hard fought, hard won. Way too many lives were lost in the acquisition. Way too much blood was sacrificed. Don't give up your liberty, folks. We as believers are not second-class citizens. Stand and be counted.
Absolutely. Our liberty, our freedom, first given to us by God, codified in our Constitution. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this broadcast today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as, once again, we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1/2 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m. for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them, 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.